Lord says, put not your eyes upon man, for man will fail you time and time again. Set your eyes on me, saith the Spirit of grace, for I cannot fail you. I need you as you need me. I need you to go forth in my authority that I give you. You have the authority on this earth that was left to you by my Son. But I have all the power. Receive of mine. For these times are for you to feast at my table. And to always remind yourself of what has been provided. You do not need the agreement of man to complete your ministry. As I said, when two or three agree, you understand those that have understood sound doctrine, that that agreement was the restoration of a brother. But you do not need the agreement of even Christians to fulfill what I've called you to do. I have given to this church a mandate, a loving mandate. I am not angry. I am pleased. But I ask of you, do not look to the right or the left. Do not ask yourself, who is in agreement with what I am doing? Who is in agreement with what I've been called to do for this house? Who will encourage me along with me to complete this? I say unto you, on that day when you stand before me, I will not bring in other witnesses. I will look at you as a loving father. And I will ask of you, did you complete your assignment? If you say to me at that time, my husband, my wife, my pastor did not give me full support, I will reply to you then, that is no excuse. I gave you all the support you needed to complete the journey that I asked you to take. You must follow me. There are voices speaking even in this house. I need support. I need support. I say to you, I give you one voice, and that is the voice of your Father. You can and you will complete your journey if you do not put your eyes upon man, but keep your eyes upon me, saith the Spirit of grace.